The key words here are beginning and word, which in Greek are arche and logos. And what arche really means is the origin. It's not the beginning necessarily in the sense of the first thing in time. It's the beginning in the sense of prototype or original cause. And logos isn't just word. It is the logical structure of things. So, the claim that John is making about this historical man, Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified and who, so it was believed, was resurrected, is this, and it's astonishing. At the fundamental origin of things is the divine structure of all being, and here's the punchline, that divine structure of things, the Logos, became flesh and dwelt among us. That is really philosophically a staggering statement. The Logos, in this sense, is the equivalent of, and here's where Plato comes in, the form of the good, the form of all forms, the fundamental structure of being from which everything stems. And the claim then is that this person who was teaching universal benevolence and all the rest, this person was that. The fundamental structure of things manifested and manifested uniquely in human terms. The cultural impact of this, not just this passage, but this whole disposition to rethink the mission of Jesus in the terms of Greek philosophical thought, the cultural impact of that is immense. First of all, it opens the way for, within a prominently or predominantly Christian culture, the Greek philosophical position to find not just toleration, but an honored and central place. This is the moment, or a moment, and a decisive moment, when the thought of the Hebrews and the thought of the Greeks begins to converge, and one becomes explained in terms of the other. To some degree, that was in the air at this time. The first person, actually, to think of the Logos not in terms of Jesus, but in terms of the God of the Hebrews, the first person of whom we have record, was a Jew living in Alexandria, Egypt, Greek-speaking, polyglot, also Alexandria, which had at that time the largest Jewish community in the world, and which was also at that time the intellectual capital of the Roman Empire, which it remained as long as it remained within the Roman Empire. What Philo attempted to do was rethink the book of Genesis in Platonic terms. And he calls the Logos the thought of God as God was making the world. That's the fundamental structure of things. That's the world of forms. Writing half a generation, well, a generation or so later, maybe two generations later, the author of John claims that thought of God as God was making the world, the second person of the Trinity, as it comes to be conceptualized, that person came and lived among us. If, though, there is some meaningful sense in which Jesus not only is this man who was raised from the dead, but also, unimaginably, that Jesus was the maker of the world insofar as he was the fundamental structure of things,